St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Armstrong.
It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected.
America! Happy birthday, America.
She was an American girl.
LER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our local music show. We call it Grassroots. Here we are again on a Sunday night, and happy Independence Day weekend, everybody out there. I hope you're having a great weekend, and we appreciate you tuning in to our little local music show here as we talk to the band Appalachian Honey tonight and spin a couple of new pieces and talk about things that are coming up like Band Jam. I'm Bob Cupp along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, who are coming off a significant stretch run of a lot going on, including the Big Butler Fair. Had a big concert last night to wrap it up, and had a big opening night concert, and a salute to the Big Butler Fair for welcoming in local music this year, Utah.
Yeah, you know, we need good partners, and the Big Butler Fair has certainly been one of them for many years now. Even with the national concerts, you know, we are allowed to bring in, you know, local support acts to be a part of that. We've featured many over the 9 years, I guess, I've been involved with it. So it's really do appreciate it. Great people out there, and, you know, it's no small event. It's a very, very big fair, you know, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm going to give, you know, speaking of the fair, I'm going to give a shout out to the Amish Ninja, because he got recognized by the state of Pennsylvania.
Wow.
As someone who's been a part of the fair for over a quarter century out there.
No kidding. I did not know that.
That was pretty cool.
Well, congrats. We should have played we should have had the intro, the Amish Ninja.
Yeah,
song.
We probably should have. Well, I don't want it to go to his head. And start bitching at me or something. You know how it goes.
Well, congratulations. That is phenomenal. Yeah, they've got great folks out there that are so dedicated to that fair and what it's all about, the celebration of agriculture and more in this community. And it is amazing, the people that come from literally the tri-state area to that event. And a salute to you if you are out there to support the hometown entities that were performing on the opening night in particular. Great shows by Black Ridge. Great to see the Hawkeyes reunited. And boy, those guys were having fun. That was long overdue, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Jay did apologize. He said, you know, it was me. I needed a break, you know. But, I mean, they were working hard, honing their craft and doing a lot of touring. And, you know, I can see that, how that wears on you. So just glad they're back. And, of course, Gary Burke III with his Let Freedom Ring tour. And, well, they've got a very special event coming up this week, too, on Saturday, Corey's Cruise, in honor of Corey Comparator.
Yes, they do. That's going to be at No Off-Season Sports down in West Deer, Russellton area. And it's garnered national attention, so this is going to be a big one. You can go to coreyscruise.com and check that out. And, of course, you're hearing information about that on the radio stations here, and I believe you're going to be talking to Gary. And so he's going to be on and discussing that some more. But, yeah, get your tickets now. Get in on that now. And it's just going to be, you know, it's a way to honor Corey Comparator's life, you know, and that's what it's about. And I think it's a good thing to be doing for the community to come together like that.
Yeah. And, of course, all the stops that Gary's doing, he's benefiting first responders in honor of that as well. And at the fair, they honored the Prospect Volunteer Fire Department. Gary even made a donation from the stage. Folks were encouraged. They have special hats in honor of Corey. People were going up buying those, and he had a lyric guitar there. And a big shout out to a local listener, Jim, who went up and bought the thing at the end of the performance that night. That was pretty cool. And he just saw that and he said, "You know what? That's something I got to have." And it's supporting a great cause.
Yeah, that's really cool. And then following Corey's Cruise, I mean, we're going to be talking to Larry Wilson from Biker Brew House up in Youngstown next week, because it's the Let Freedom Ring tour is going to be stopping there as well, and that's going to be benefiting the Austintown Police and Fire Departments up there. So looking forward to that as well. And he plans on rolling this tour all through the summer. So.
That's great. Great. I saw he even had some maybe early fall dates, too. So he's really working it. That salute to Gary on that. And, of course, here we are, month of July. Grassy voting is underway. We are a few days into it. It kicked off on Tuesday. Do want to say an apology to our listeners who love to listen to the show online, especially last Sunday. There was a huge power outage, a power surge that occurred on Sunday, and it affected our studios. And it's been absolutely nuts what's been happening. We've had two radio stations here lose transmitters in the last month, back-to-back weeks even, which is unheard of. But there have been so many internet, cable, power outage issues. It's almost comical, but it's not affecting our broadcast down here. And it's like, you know, and it's stuff that's out of our control because we rely on electricity and internet to carry everything. And unfortunately, by the time it was discovered on Monday or Sunday, we didn't have our feed. So if you weren't catching it live, you weren't hearing the Grassy nomination show. But we're working on a remedy to take care of that so that you can see it. But Megan Willison does a tremendous job on our website, 977rocks.com, where you can go vote. You'll see an image of each of the acts, and you can play the song and then vote for it.
Sounds like we might be the target of Russians. I don't know.
Yeah, starting to wonder.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been the gremlins are at work. There's no doubt about it. But yeah, hopefully we've been able to put that together and have something for you to check out on that anyway. Yeah. And yeah, just go to 977rocks.com, click the banner right there, and you can vote every single day.
Yeah, there's some incredible acts on it. So give it a vote up through the end of the month, and we will announce the winner at the Band Jam and make sure you have your tickets for that, August 21st through the 23rd. Now, you need tickets for the 22nd, 23rd, Friday night and Saturday specific, because Ram Automotive presents our singer-songwriter in the round. That's free of charge to come out Thursday the 21st at 7, and then go to thebandjam.com. 17 and under, always get in free. You can buy a day pass if you can only make one day, or you can buy the weekend pass. Very inexpensive as far as that goes, and you can come and go as you please, or if you have the ability and want to camp, that is completely separate. We do not have anything to do with that. That's through Cooper's Lake. You got to go through them.
Yes, it is approaching fast, and even before that, and with all the Corey Cruz events and whatnot, we still have the Moraine Regatta coming up, which we'll be talking about in the coming weeks as well, but we'll put that on the back burner for now, and summertime's here.
Oh, it is. It is.
It was busy.
Yeah. Well, let's get into some music because we've got Chrissy Joe and Damon in. They're going to perform in the studio. They've got some new material that they want us to hear, and we're talking about Appalachian Honey and just what a remarkable group that they have become, and very active, and we'll visit with them coming up, but let's get into some tunes.
Yeah, and speaking of new music, congratulations to Dinner Bell Road, recent guest, and they just had their album release party at Jurgles, and I heard it was phenomenal. It was fantastic. They had a great turnout for that. Everybody loved the show. And so we'll kick the show off tonight with one of their new tunes called Gone.
Love it. Hey, we're going to spin something also new. We have had her on with her dad from Chipping the Charge Ups. We're talking Melina Dominic has a really cool new song called Raindrops. Truly beautiful song. Some amazing lyrics. And I'm just marveling at Melina's maturity as a songwriter and performer. And I think it really shows on this. And she's got a video to go along with it. This is impressive. Melina Dominic and her song Raindrops after Dinner Bell Road. And we thank Meat Locker Recording Studio right here in Butler, opening sponsor of our band, or of our Grassroots, I'm getting excited about Band Jam, Grassroots show here tonight. But also, speaking of Band Jam, when we do announce the Grassy Award winner, we will be also announcing that the Meat Locker Recording Studio is going to do signed, sealed, and delivered a full song with Jim Harpel for the award-winning act, which, by the way, the reigning Grassy Award winner, King of Everything, The Rumble, recorded at Meat Locker Recording Studio.
Yeah, I think he's got three Grassy Awards out of that studio, out of our 12 that exists so far. So that's not bad ads. And before we get into the music real quick, we should give a shout out to Diamond Joe's Pizza and Hoagies and, of course, Band Together Pittsburgh, our stage sponsors for the Band Jam this year.
Absolutely. Check it all out, thebandjam.com, and support those sponsors.
Lipstick and miniskirt. Well, I seen you around. Well, And all I wanted from you was a few minutes in my truck. But you thought it was more. Bitch, I'm sorry for your love. You look, true colors shining through. So get back in your trailer, take your ass to the bar. Some suckers down there waiting. Go in and show them who you are. Ain't no woman like you gonna drag me down. Got too much going on, too big for this town. Ain't no room for you on this road I'm on. Yeah, the last thing that you'll hear from me is I'm gone. I'm gone like the wind. So take a look at this face, you won't see it again. Well, I'm gone. I'm never looking back. Yeah, the last thing that you'll hear from me is I'm gone.
Just to be alone.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at The Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. It's time to crank up the heat. Fire up those grills because it's grilling season, baby. It's time to head to Bros' Superette for only the freshest burgers, hot dogs, steaks, and ribs, and chicken too. Pair your flame-grilled favorites with one of their amazing homemade sides like coleslaw, potato salad, or pasta salad. Bros' Superette at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill, right on the price, and putting the tasty meats on your grill.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight. Thanks for tuning in to the Rock Station, 97.7, for our show presented by Shady Lady Productions, and this segment being brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee, and there are four locations, of course, presenting every Friday morning the Center Stage Spotlight for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival in August. Check out thebandjam.com. But we are going to kind of Utah go center stage right now.
Yeah, I think they've been center staged, right, already?
Yeah. So we're talking about Appalachian Honey visiting with us here this morning, and they have played at the Band Jam. Are going to do it again.
Yes. Super excited to get that invite again. All right.
Chrissy, Joe, and Damon joining us. It's good to see you guys again.
Yep. Great good to see you guys, too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. We got some new stuff.
New material. You've been working. I was going to say my other lead in as I think about the show every day is, or every week, outside of the Noble Hops, Appalachian Honey might be the hardest working band in Western Pennsylvania because I see you guys playing all over the place together, which is really cool. So, it just seems like, you know, Utah is always playing somewhere.
Oh yeah,
even absolutely. With Appalachian Honey,
it's what you do.
Yeah,
yes.
When I'm fortunate enough, I get to. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, because there could be some bass in the future for a recording, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got some good stuff in store. Yeah, for sure.
But you guys are keeping busy. I mean, you've been playing a lot of different locations.
They recently played a gig out in the woods.
Yes, and it's so much fun. We did it last October. And we literally get brought in. We have to load up our equipment on side-by-sides, and we get brought into this location in the middle of the woods alongside a creek up in Brookville, which is up north, you know?
Yeah.
And honestly, like, the whole crowd just comes in on their side-by-sides, and it's a big party in the middle of the woods. I mean, there
that
might
is
be
really
some hamburgers,
cool.
hot dogs.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's a great venue to play a gig.
Yeah, how did that come about? Friends that were going on a side-by-side ride, and they said, hey, we need to have some acoustic blending here, or what?
Yeah, my friend Tracy actually recommended us to the Punxy Moose. And Lisa, who works there, she, you know, booked us there, and then she was like, hey, I think you'd be great for this side-by-side event. And when we originally did it, it's a toy drive for Toys for Tots, and raised a lot of money for that. So just, you know, super giving people, just having a good time.
Yeah.
Maybe having some moonshine.
This one was super cool, though, because we rolled in, and Lisa also is... she's making shirts for us. So we rolled in, and there were already, like, several people wearing shirts, which that's our first time that we've rolled in somewhere, and people were wearing our band shirts and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, a bunch of people. So that was really cool.
It was
very welcoming.
Cool.
That is it. And now, is that an annual event that happens in the fall?
They have, like, honestly, it's like they try to do something once a month.
Okay.
It's just, like, a bunch of, a group of them.
Yeah.
Just get together and have a good time. Go riding. Something like that.
Find an excuse to ride.
Yeah. Drinking beer, shooting guns.
the trail we were on was called North Fork Trail.
That was the North Fork Trail. The creek was right along. It's the north bank, north fork of the Red Bank Creek. So,
oh, got you.
Yeah. So it goes up through there in the Belleville area. Okay. Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, I plan on actually. I posted. I took video going into the location. So eventually, I'm going to post it online once I, you know, edit it a little bit because it's a little bumpy. And we had those crazy thunderstorms that we were afraid we were going to get to play the gig, and everything worked out. And,
wow.
Yeah, super cool. Beautiful.
Yeah, Mother Nature
actually
cooperated.
We'd love to, you know, hopefully get up there and do a music video for one of our songs that we're recording in the studio right now. So it's going to be the perfect location up there.
Sounds like
yeah. Beautiful. It doesn't matter what time of year either, because right behind it, there's these big evergreen trees along the creek. So it'll just look pretty no matter what.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always fun being in the woods, you know, you forget about life and the crazy social media world that we have nowadays, and you just kind of de-energize, you know. Or maybe re-energize, I guess. But so how long has this entity been going on for you two? Kind of reflect back with us.
Yeah,
I don't know. We've had you on at least, what, is this third time?
No, this is the second.
Second, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, our first time on, we were only 3 months old.
Yeah, so we're a year and a half or so now.
About a year and a half. Actually, on the way here to the show, we were talking, and I was like, oh my gosh, Taman, it's only been a year and a half, but it seems like we've done so much. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You two feed off of each other so well, too. I mean, it's just, there's something magical with that. It was like you were meant to bring this musical entity together.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. No, thanks. Seriously, when we watch you play, it's just like, you know where it's going. I mean, both of you, it's a good vibe.
Well, it's been interesting. Like, the newer songs that we have are different than the first songs that we had, because the first songs were songs that Chrissy's been playing for years, and I just joined in. And then she started writing songs, and then she's like, oh, I'm going to play this D for a while here. And I'm like, okay, what am I doing? And she's like, well, that's the part.
That's your solo.
That's where you're going to solo. And I'm like, oh, right. Someone's, like, writing me into the song. So it's pretty awesome. You know, I just totally appreciate that she does that. And,
yeah.
I just try and make it pretty where I can.
Yeah. How does that work for you, Chrissy, when you're sitting down to write a song? Do you hear that all in your head and where you would say, okay, maybe this is where Damon could add a flair? How does the songwriting process work for you?
Yeah, so I never took voice lessons or anything like that. The only thing I ever did musically, I went to guitar lessons for 2 years with Mark Kamer. He was in Ford City, Pennsylvania, and super talented musician, and gave me a lot of tips on songwriting when I first started writing songs back, you know, 13, 14, 15 years old. And I told him, I sit down and I'll play these chords, and then I just come up with this. And he's like, I want you to stop doing that. You're going to limit yourself, girl, because you only play so much on this guitar. He knows I don't love to play the guitar.
Okay.
Because I'm not the greatest. And he's like, you know, there's so many chord progressions that your vocal range is just missing out on because you're limiting yourself. He's like, so just, you know, you think of something, just record it real quick and the music will come to you. You'll figure it out. And he was so right. I mean, that was many moons ago, but I think about it every time I develop a new song. And a couple of the new ones, actually, I started writing them at work because I had some downtime, and, you know, or something inspired me at work. And so, yeah, that's actually how that's worked. So I didn't have my guitar at work.
So it kind of reversed the process for you.
Absolutely.
But I can see his point on that. I mean, you know, I've referred to this before, but you have such a beautiful voice. There's a sense of magic there, and he wanted you to share that magic, I guess,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's really cool.
He truly always did and still does believe in me. So
yeah,
he's honestly been such a great role model for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then for you, Damon, I mean, blending in the music like that, it just seems to be a smooth fill for you working with her melodies.
Yeah, well, she's pretty easy to work with, actually, but I couple years ago just started going to open mics, and I may have talked about this before, but and just offering to play along with whoever's playing whatever, and it really has kind of trained me, I guess, a little bit. She brings me some new chords that I've never heard before, and I just start playing what I feel, and usually it ends up blending pretty well together. It's been really cool, though, and I've mentioned this before, too. Like, when Chrissy and I talk music, like, we have very little similarity in our musical background. And if it weren't for these open mics, we'd have probably never met each other, really.
Wow.
You know, so it's,
well, what are your backgrounds? I mean,
I'm more like, I listened to a lot of jam bands and had heavy metal when I was young, that kind of stuff. And like, but whenever I'll mention a song that I think, oh, we should do this, she's like, I've never heard it. And usually we're on stage and she's like, hey, can we do this song? And I'm like, I never heard it. And she says, okay, we're going to do this song. And
anyways.
And there I go. So, yeah.
So if you've ever been to an Appalachian Honey show, you know, a true Appalachian Honey gig. Now, obviously not the ones we do for like the festivals, we try to have our stuff together for that.
For sure.
But like, you're coming to see a 3-hour long gig, we're gonna play a song that we've never played before. We've done it ever since the beginning.
Yeah, like every show, there's at least something that I've never played before.
Okay. Or me too.
Yeah.
It's like kind of just fun.
Yeah. That would be a fun challenge.
It's cool.
It's kind of like a challenge, but it's an escape. It's like it's cool. And
like the gig we just had in the woods, I think we did like 5 songs in a row that were requests.
Okay.
You know, and we knew kind of some of them, but some of them she'll look up on her iPad and be like, oh, yeah, we can probably do this. There we go.
Thank God for technology for that reason, right? We don't rely on it all the time. And I say I'm the most technologically declined individual ever, especially for being a millennial, I swear. Yeah. It's real bad.
Well, then she met
you
me.
You had internet connection in the woods, so you weren't that far off the beaten
path. No, we didn't have internet, so we couldn't look up. And I actually had the people around me, I was like, these guys are going to have to help me with the words, because I can't, I think I know them, but sing along. So, and it worked out.
Yeah.
We figured it out.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
It's Broadway in Nashville without the $14 beer. Huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
Visiting with Chrissy, Joe, and Damon from Appalachian Honey, we're going to get into a song called Daisy. Who is Daisy? Tell us about this song.
Oh, do I dare tell my secrets? Actually, so this is one of the songs I was writing at work. And I got a pin from a nomination a few months ago at work for singing. Oh my gosh, I can't. Amazing Grace.
Okay.
I'll sing Amazing Grace sometimes. In this specific situation, it was too late to like kind of call the clergy in, and we had a patient passing pretty rapidly, decline, and the family was at bedside. So, I just went in and offered to sing Amazing Grace with the family, have them sing along with me, and just kind of provide a little bit of comfort. And I can't even imagine one of the hardest moments of their life.
Sure, yeah.
So I got a nomination for that, and it's kind of a thing nationwide. It's called the Daisy nomination.
Okay.
And anyways, I was at work one day out in triage, which I'm all by myself out there. Like, you're just kind of staring at the walls if nobody's coming in. And that's a good thing, we don't, you know. But anyways, I was real bored because I didn't have my friends to chit-chat with. And I looked down at my badge and I see this Daisy. And so I just, started coming up with that song. And it just came to me, Daisy. And it was supposed to, like, when I originally wrote it in my head, I was like, Daisy, do your patience make you sign like you shine, like patience that you take care of, right, as a nurse. Yeah. But I swapped the words to kind of fit into the song. So, yeah.
Well, let's give it a listen. It's Daisy, Appalachian Honey, here tonight on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Crossed the line. Thank you.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy
and Coffee.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Thanks for tuning in to the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, our show presented by Shady Lady Productions. And this next segment brought to you by Bros' Superette, high on the hill and right on the price. Hopefully you are grilling up some of the great items that they have available for you for your July 4th. And now you have the heart of summer to really get up there and get some good vittles to grill out or anything else you might need. Great little grocerette, Rose's Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenue. Just heard leading into the break, fantastic tune called Rusted from Appalachian Honey. We've got Damon and Chrissy Joe in here talking about some new material that they've got working in the studio and playing some tunes. In fact, they're doing all four tunes live here tonight. We're thrilled with that. Got a little story about a skillet involved there. I love that kind of the wording, the play on words, or the I guess the relating of something heartfelt but kind of moving on from. Is that kind of the background of Rusted, if you will?
Yeah. So Rusted is actually probably always going to be a song very near and dear to my heart, because if you follow along with us, you would have known that I lost my voice for a very long time. Like, it was definitely for a solid 6 weeks, but I'd say it took about 3 months to fully recover and sing like I used to be able to sing. Like, there was moments where I looked at Damon, I'm like, hey, I don't even know if it's going to come back.
Yeah.
Like, there
was a
little
part weird
of my
for me.
Vocal
I was
range.
Like, wow, we were just getting rolling.
But yeah, you said you'd lost a whole octave, I recall you.
Yeah, and it was so strange because I could sing low and I could sing real high, but there was, it's not even my head voice. I'm not really well versed in what the exact terminology would be, but it was something in there that I just didn't have for a very long time. And yeah, I definitely talked to Utah about it throughout the process. He was very supportive because I'm like, man, I don't know what's going on here. But anyways, when I first got my voice back, my heart, you know, just was really yearning for music, right? Because it had been so long, and I had to actually cancel a couple gigs because of it. One, which is very near and dear to my heart, is anytime I get to play with the kids, Mike Smale, the custom drum shop. They have the Smale's custom all-star band.
Yeah.
And I actually lost my voice the night before that gig. Oh, like, man. I woke up without a voice, and I couldn't play with the kids, and I'm so sad about it. I'm sorry, guys. Like, picked up my guitar. This is one of the ones that I just picked up my guitar, and I was messing around, and it just came out. And maybe that rusted, like, first was because I maybe felt rusty, and then just kind of developed from there. And I think that it actually showcases my vocal range. It's one of, you know, the songs that really does go from here to there. For that, so
yeah, it's incredible. You performed that once at Liberty Corner Tavern, and everybody was in there was just like, "Wow, the hell just happened!"
Yeah, was it your gig? Yeah.
Great stuff. You mentioned you're in the studio right now working on some new material. A couple of songs that you're putting together, and kind of no timeline because you have some pieces that need to be put together, and one of those is a gentleman that we know is a very talented musician as well that's got a pretty good opportunity, so you're kind of waiting for him to be back in town a little bit, huh?
Absolutely. So, yeah, we're kind of waiting right now for Ben Mainhart. He's going to lay down some fiddle for us on our couple tunes we have going on right now. And maybe even some pedal steel. He's, you know, going to lay it down and we'll see what fits. And we're doing that with Dan Blake. It's like kind of out towards Greensburg. And actually, we really probably couldn't have found a better place to record our music. It's an old schoolhouse.
Ah.
It's real pretty, and which is...
And I'm a former teacher.
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, this is really cool.
Yeah.
We got some pictures taken with the chalkboards in the background and stuff. It's a really cool place.
Yeah.
Ashlyn took some video for us there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our buddies in MSJR, Tony and Luke, they kind of pointed us in this direction, introduced us to Dan Blake, and so super thankful for the connections we made with them. If you haven't checked them out, you definitely should. So
yeah, they're a reggae band from Westmoreland County.
Okay.
Which doesn't really fit the area, but it works.
Yeah
Yeah.
Well, there's some old school reggae bands that I used to follow in Pittsburgh.
Absolutely.
Flow Band and a bunch of others.
Yeah, I remember the Flow Band.
Yeah,
for sure.
There's, you know, if you do it well, you know, hey, any music's fantastic to sit down.
But the drummer for them, Zach, he runs a open mic in Ligonier at the Wicked Googly that I like to go down to. He and Ryan Woods from Habitat, super cool guys, and there's some real talent that shows up down at the Wicked Googly.
We probably played Habitat, 6 weeks ago now, and it just, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Catchy stuff, man.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Ryan's
it's
awesome.
Like bluesy, grooving, rock, and
just
good. Just good.
Yeah. So the two songs that you're working on, you guys writing that together, has that been something as far as the progression of the group has been coming together?
So, Are You With Me? We were up at that gig in Brookville last year.
Yeah.
And I don't really know what happened. We just, like, had some downtime. We weren't actually playing. And all of a sudden, I just looked at him, and I was like, hey, this is good, and started writing the song. And we didn't have lyrics to it, but we had the music.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, a month or so later, I, you know, told you, hey, I got a piece for that song. Came over, we jammed at the practice place that we don't often visit very much. And, Dan
that's
and Lee.
One, that's one of the ones we actually kind of wrote together a little bit. Most of the other ones are... She's like, hey, I got this, and we're playing it this weekend. And I'm like, can you at least send me a recording of that?
I'm a little bossy, I guess.
But it, like I said, it usually ends up just fine, especially if I get a little recording ahead of time and I can get the melody down going in and that sort of thing. But like I said, she's a fantastic songwriter, and I said this in our first show that I'm just kind of happy to be along for this ride.
Well,
I recall driving to a gig I was sitting in with you guys on, and I was sent a song called Sigh, and I'm learning it on the way to the gig.
So you know how we roll.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what makes seeing an Appalachian Honey show special. You don't know what you're going to get next, right?
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't even know.
Yeah.
I've said it a million times, and I will say it again and again and again. I'm just super thankful that Damon is very supportive in my, you know, original music and letting me have that outlet. right now.
Yeah.
Just
for sure, my pleasure.
Well, you can see the magic because you guys perform well together, and we hear it in the music. I mean, you just complement each other so well, and you've got a great flow. I mean, hey, folks are going to get to see it at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival.
Absolutely.
So we are a little over a month away from that, so it's going to be great to have you there. So, well, we'll keep an eye on things. Where can we follow you and find the new music when you do have it done, and where can we go see you? How can we follow you?
I mean, we have Facebook. Both of us have individual Facebooks. And, if you ever want to jam with one of us, both of us host open mics between, the Allegheny Mariner in Katanning and Heroes Bar in Katanning. Probably monthly, one of us is hosting. So,
come jam,
because that's one of my favorite things to do. And so you can follow along if you want to know where the open mics are. We each have Facebooks. We have an Appalachian Honey Facebook. We even have a website now.
AppalachianHoneyMusic.com.
Okay.
Yep. And I got to give a shout out to Ashlyn, who has been helping us out with our social media and stuff. She does a fantastic job. If anyone's been following along, you might have noticed an upgrade in our our postings and the graphics and things like that. But Ashlyn is money on that, so shout out to her.
It's an important thing to do.
Yeah. Super stellar. Yeah.
Got to get the clicks.
That's right.
I was like, girl,
try to engage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make us look legit or something. Yeah, we got some new business cards, and we're working on the merch. We got the shirts, we got stickers, and we want to see you wearing it. Actually, tell them about the keychain that we.
Oh yeah, and I had a former student of mine when I was a teacher. She came to see us play at the Mariner, and then she showed up at the Fostering Music, and her husband does leather work. And she just had these cool little keychains with this little piece of leather hanging off it that had a mountain scene on one side and then a honeybee on the other side. Wow. And she was just like, if you guys were talking about merch, and if you ever want to get into some of these, my husband makes these. So, yeah, that was super cool just to connect with one of my students that I hadn't seen in 20-some years. And she shows up at a show and then... Her husband's making some cool merch.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. And we actually just got our first sponsor from my hometown. So if you haven't, you should definitely check out Fox's Pizza in Roll Valley.
There you go.
So big thanks to them. I actually don't know really much to say about that. So.
Well, like us, they appreciate what you're doing, and obviously you're inspiring them to want to be involved. So,
hey, without sponsors, this show wouldn't be on the air. So it's sponsors are important, no doubt about it. Same with Band Jam. Without our sponsors, wouldn't be able to make that happen. So those who get behind local music, we support them in return. So way to go, Foxes.
Yes, thank you. In Rural Valley, go get a pizza tonight.
Big thanks.
All right.
Right on.
Well, guys, tell us about two more songs here. We're going to do a song called Safe. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. Safe. I started writing that song at work also. one of my coworkers, TK, I call him Thomas, and he said something to me, and I said, I had never heard that before, so I might put that in a song. And then a little ways later throughout the shift, I was like, hey, I have this, and this is, the way it's going to be. I was like, what do you think of this? And he's, bouncing some ideas off of me, and So that happened, and we have this little gold key that unlocks our BH pod, our behavioral health pod, and that just found its way into the song, too. So.
And that one, that work must have been, the week before we first went into a studio. It was our first time going into the studio, and this song wasn't even on my radar for sure, and our bass player Johnny, who moved to Georgia, I think he's in Florida now, but anyway, he was home for a few days, so we had him and we got to practice with him, and that's one of the songs we ended up practicing in the studio. I think we
laid it down once.
Yeah, it was like one cut and just
and it's probably my best, my favorite recording from that.
Yeah, which was super cool, a week before none of us had even knew it, it didn't even exist, and then
There it is.
Yeah, there it is. So, yeah, and it worked out well.
And then we're going to do Are You With Me? And I love the build-up. Kind of, you guys kind of jam on this toward the end, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a little build. More rocking on the album once we get Utah on the electric bass. And we're going to have Mike Starr on the drum kit. And who knows, maybe some electric guitar. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But
yeah.
It's kind of one of those things. Those two pieces are definitely in the puzzle, so.
Okay.
Right. But yeah, that's when we actually started writing together. We wrote most of that song together.
And, we have featured Mike Starr quite a bit on this station with Ben Valasek and the Growlers and The Remedy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Super talented. He just adds such a beautiful personality to that song that, honestly, I don't want to say nobody else could recreate it, but yeah, I'm going to say it.
Yeah. Well, it's him, you know. If you know Mike, he speaks kind of through his drums, you know, and that's just how he is. And, like, he brought himself to that song, which was really cool. And
yeah, it's a beautiful treat
to cool,
see.
Had a cool beat to it, so yeah. It was awesome.
Good stuff. Well, we're going to hear the acoustic duo version of it for now, and we'll look forward to the finished product, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the band jam.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yep, looking forward to camping out this year and checking out as much of it as I can.
Good deal. Yeah. Chrissy, Joe, and Damon, the Appalachian Honey. Get out and see them, especially at the band jam, and we'll see you next month. But thanks for sharing your story again. We love what you're doing.
Yeah, huge thanks to you guys. I love what you do for local music. It's awesome.
There's Safe and Are You With Me from Appalachian Honey tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
lines never bother me, but I'll smoke some weed and stumble to the baseline in this song on my two bare feet. Are you with me? Can you feel me?
Time to crank up the heat.
Fire up those grills, because it's grilling season, baby. It's time to head to Bros' Superette for only the freshest burgers, hot dogs, steaks, and ribs, and chicken, too. Pair your flame-grilled favorites with one of their amazing homemade sides, like coleslaw, potato salad, or pasta salad. Bros' Superette, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill, right on the price, and putting the tasty meats on your grill. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy
and Coffee.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, the 7th Annual Music for the Cure is coming Saturday, August 9th at the Blueberry Hill Sessions, 124 Maple Road, Carn City, featuring the Noble Hops, the Ragged Company, and guests the Shiners, Highway Moon, Black Ridge, and those guys. Check out their Facebook page for ticket information. Coming up on Tuesday, July 8th at the Alameda Park First Responders Pavilion, catch Tubi's Acoustic. They'll be there 6:30 to 8. On Saturday, July 12th, they head to Wish's Bar and Grill, North Broadway Street in Scottsdale from 7 to 10. And Ponfe Distillery, Sunday, July 13th in Somerset, Pennsylvania. The Noble Hops will also be at the Quality Life Services Summer Concert Series for July. That's coming up on July 31st, 6 to 8. It's free on the lawn, 160 Medical Center Road in Chicora. On the Rock Done Right Tour, Saturday, July 12th, it's Corey's Cruise at No Off-Season Sports in West Deer, honoring Corey Comparator. Check out Corey'sCruise.com for more information. Don't forget, tickets are available now for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, August 21st through 23rd at TheBandJam.com. And circle your calendar for September 20th and the 20th anniversary celebration of Shady Lady Studio Productions and Records. And on the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Friday, July 11th, how about a happy hour at the Grill at River Forest featuring the music of Jeff Pogas. Gets underway at 6 o'clock with food and drink specials and, of course, great live music. Get out and support local musicians and have a beer on The Grassroots Show.
At Daily Tire, we know a thing or two about tires. Hi, this is Amanda. My dad has been helping people with their tire and automotive repair needs for over 25 years. We sell quality tires like Cooper, Mastercraft, Goodyear, and Michelin, just to name a few. And with over 40 tire brands available, we have something to suit everyone's budget. Stop in and see us at Daily Tire on West Sunbury Road in Boyers, or call 735-5183 and tell them Amanda sent you.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Another night of great local, amazing music here tonight. And I really hope you enjoy it. I'm glad you've tuned in. Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions. Bob in Utah with you. We're here every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. And we want to thank Build the Scene and Bill Damiano. Boy, talk about somebody that puts boots on the ground and is out supporting and at a lot of local music events. I don't know how he finds the time to do it. I marvel at the time you find to do it as either a musician or Shady Lady Productions. But shout out to both of you guys. But thanks to Bill Damiano being a part of our show. You know?
Yeah, he's got them new microphones now, don't you, Bill? And he's going to be talking to people all over the place.
Oh, nice. And also Daily Tire and Auto. Amanda tells you where they are, Route 308 and Boyers. And we appreciate their involvement here in our weekend programming, especially the Grassroots Show here tonight. Big thanks to them.
Yeah, I love how the signal reaches that far out north. Like, I can drive all the way to Franklin and get the signal out there. So there's, we got a lot of cool people out that way.
Yeah.
Daily Tire and Auto's one of them. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's great to have them on board. And, well, don't forget, Grassy voting is underway, 977rocks.com. Check out all of the great acts, the 12 nominees. You can vote on that, and then we announce the winner at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And really excited, a couple of new additions to the Band Jam sponsorship, and this looks like it's a record year for sponsorship. We so appreciate that. But our local McDonald's restaurants, now they've been a part of our Band Jam sponsorship, but doing something fun and unique with us this year, where we have already had one and have two more to go, one here in the month of July and one in August, called Ticket Drops, presented by your local McDonald's restaurants. Recently had one at the Clearview Mall McDonald's, and I guess people were walking up to Tyler as he was getting out of his car, because he was the representative who went up for us then. We've got another one coming up in a couple of weeks. Keep your ear to the radio. They'll let you know when and where to go, and then there will also be one in August. And obviously, they're going to be at your local McDonald's restaurants, where you can drop by, and five pair of tickets for the weekend for the Band Jam will be given to you.
Of course, you have to tune in to find out which local McDonald's restaurant, right, that is. But, yeah, really happy to have them back again. They've been a part of it for years now. And we've got a brand new sponsor as well.
How about Bonus Accounting hopping on board this year? We appreciate them. They can do great work for you if you need the taxes tallied up. They're the folks to go to.
I might need to reach out to them, because I'm in a lot of trouble with the IRS, the state of Pennsylvania, and local. It's a clerical error. Yeah. That has surfaced, and I can't believe it. Just drags on and on and on. But yeah, anyway, enough of my problems.
But we appreciate everybody that's been involved. You mentioned earlier the stage is moving this year at Cooper's Lake, a little bit to the back and right, just a much more open area for everybody to be able to come and hang out. And thanks to Diamond Joe's Pizza and Hoagies, North Main Street Extension, and Band Together Pittsburgh coming together to present that opportunity.
Yep, man. We've got Band Together Pittsburgh is going to be representing also at the Band Jam this year. We've got
a performer.
Patrick Kletzing is going to be performing and kicking things off Saturday morning, representing them. So looking forward to that.
I've heard Patrick perform before. He's amazing.
Oh, not heard him, but I've heard he's amazing. Yeah. So looking forward to this.
So that'll be cool. And, of course, you'll see some folks out there, Guitars for Vets, Butler County Veterans in Need, also part of the event this year with other many, many more great sponsors.
Yeah, we got Cold Shot Leatherworks is going to be there. That's Zach Rivito's company. So you want to check him out. But speaking of some of our other great sponsors, I mean, you mentioned Build the Scene. Music from the 412 is on board, as well as Scarfire Media. Ram Automotive, you mentioned Jazz's Rock and Road Show, Gold Telly Award winning Jazz's Rock and Road Show, Liberty Corner Tavern, you hear about them all the time, home of the Thirsty Thursday Acoustic Nights, Quality Life Services. In fact, the Noble Hops is going to be playing their summer concert end of the month here. Looking forward to that. KEI Dumpster, our friends at Drusky Entertainment, Big Rail Brewing. Hey, they're going to be out there with a cold beer, Bob.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And, thank you again. Of course, Cummings, I was just at Cummings Coffee before I came here to do this. So.
Well, isn't that ironic? Because guess what? I'm going down there this afternoon because we ran out of our Main Street bin. We're up to 2 bags per trip now, and we're still running through it. Of course, we've got a place to go in the weekends that we take it to as well, but love their Main Street blend. We sample some of the others, but that's our go-to mainstay at Cummings.
That's what I had. Yeah. And talked to Barry, and he's got some exciting things going on his south location down Route 8. So I'm sure you'll be hearing about that. So he's a busy guy.
I love it. I love it. It's great to see hometown success of our local businesses and more, even with the Fox's Pizza sponsorship, Appalachian Honey, good stuff happening in Rural Valley. So check out thebandjam.com. You can see all of the information. We hope you'll give a shout out to the sponsors. We mentioned Ram Automotive doing the singer-songwriter in there on Thursday night. And, of course, you folks coming out supporting it helps that cause as well, as we keep local music going strong at Cooper's Lake, the Band Jam. .com. Let's get into some music here.
Yep, speaking of local music, I'm really getting into these guys. We got to get them on the show. I think we've already talked some, and of course, you know, we do this at 9:30 in the morning on Mondays, and it's not always suitable for everybody. But a band called Post Traumatic that's been around for a while, and I'm going to throw on one of their latest called Diamonds Turn Black.
All right, let's follow that up in honor of the Corey's Cruise next week. Gary Burke III going to be a part of that. And, of course, talking about the Elect Freedom Ring Tour. And, again, a shout-out to the Big Butler Fair for taking a chance on hometown local music, having Gary a part of that as well. But he's doing the First Responder Tour, the Elect Freedom Ring Tour, basically benefiting first responders in honor of Corey Comparator. So let's get into some Gary Burke and the song that he wrote in honor of Corey for the Comparator family. Till We Meet Again, Corey's song. We'll follow the post-traumatic tune-up with Gary Burke III. And we'll follow up next week, Sunday night, 7 o'clock, right here, The Rock Station, 97.7 The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Time breaking through doors and saving lives, a volunteer and a family man, love fishing or an old tree sin. Saved his kids and he saved his wife, he gave it all then he gave his life. We'll never know why he paid the price, a husband's love, a sacrifice. He was a hero, father, a best friend and a brother. Your first call on a bad night, or last call at a no-die. Yeah, I sure miss what should have been. Life was waiting around the bend. You never know why or when. This ain't goodbye, it's until we meet again. A beacon in the darkest night. With every call, he came alive. He may be gone, but he'll never die. In every heart, his memory lies. Sirens echo in the wind. Remind us that we'll meet again. Safe to say that his duty's done. Rest easy, man, your race is won. He's a hero, father, a best friend, and a brother. Your first call on a bad night, or last
law of half no man is it that a man lay his life down for his friend.
He was a hero, father, a best friend and a brother. Your first call on a bad night, her last call at an old dive. Yeah, sure miss what should have been. Life was waiting around the bend. You never know why or when. This ain't goodbye, it's until we meet. A hero, father, a best friend and a brother. Your first call on a bad night, her last call at a no die. Yeah, sure miss what should have been. Life was waiting around the bend. You never know why or when. This ain't goodbye, it's until we meet again. Till we meet again. Till we meet again. This ain't goodbye. Till we meet again, my friend.
We're gonna blow it up.
Happy July 4th.
Boom! The 4Play 4th of July brought to you by Bill's Interior Grooming, serving Butler since 1984. Schaefer's Heating and Cooling with locations in Butler and Katanning. Joe Perrell Auto, 253 Sunset Drive in Butler. Negley's Bottled Water and Water Treatment Systems. You know who to call. Who? Call Lou. And Petrolia Volunteer Fire Department Sportsman's Bash, July 12th, Paradise Park, Cowansville. Just $30 per ticket.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law. Lawman is putting an end to my running and I'm so far from my home.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying, you're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows and I don't have